From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Aaron Rodgers has not been medically cleared to play in Sunday's Packer game against Pittsburgh. Rodgers was limited in practice yesterday when they started practicing the game plan for the 6-8 Steelers. Mike McCarthy did say that Rodgers looked sharp, threw the ball well, and generally did better, but Matt Flynn is expected to start. He believes he can beat anybody.
I felt like I've gotten my preparation. I've gotten my work in practice. I'm mentally, I felt really good the last 2 weeks. Preparation-wise, for me, it hadn't been a problem.
The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fifth straight home game last night, 107-101 in double overtime to the New York Knicks. Milwaukee point guard Brandon Knight had 36 points in nearly 50 minutes of action. He says that the Bucks are trying to play well.
You always want to come away with wins. That's why we play the game, to win. And it's tough, but I'm proud of our team. They fought hard. They could have laid down in many situations where it didn't look like we could prevail, but our team continued to fight.
The Bucks had only 8 players available due to injuries and personal reasons. 19-year-old rookie Giannis Antetokounmpo became the youngest player to start an NBA game since 2006 and the youngest in Bucks history. He had 10 points and 7 boards. Milwaukee plays at Cleveland tomorrow night. Also, Wisconsin linebacker Chris Borland named first-team All-America yesterday by the Football Writers Association. The honor comes a day after Borland made Associated Press All-American second team. And the Badger women's volleyball team will play in the Final Four tonight in Seattle. They'll take on defending champion Texas in the first matchup. If they win, they'll play for the title on Saturday night. That's sports. I'm Tom King.